Are there any foods that make you sick? Maybe you know someone who just can't eat certain things. Sometimes we may think they're just being fussy, but actually, some people can die from food allergies. So let's learn more about that today. Hello, my friend, and welcome to Women of Hope. I'm Carol, and Tammy and I are so glad to share this time together with you. Tammy, why don't you introduce our special guest today?
I'd love to. Not long ago on Women of Hope, our nurse and friend Julie talked about allergies to pollens, insects, and animals. Well, she's come back today to tell us about food allergies. Welcome, Julie. Please remind us, what is an allergy?
Hi. An allergy is when our body overreacts to some substance, something we've eaten, something we've breathed in, or a bite from an insect. The body tries to fight this substance, producing something called histamine. Histamine starts a set of reactions. They can include a runny nose, itchy nose and throat, a rash or hives, which are itchy red lumps. Histamine can cause breathing problems and wheezing, and even vomiting and diarrhea. Most allergic reactions pass with time, but if a person is very allergic to something, they can go into shock. It's called an anaphylactic shock. Their throat and tongue swell up, they can't breathe, and they're pale and floppy, and they can die. I should explain that some things make you feel sick, but they don't actually cause an allergic reaction. Most bad reactions to food are intolerance rather than allergies. It's caused by a chemical reaction, not histamine. You might vomit, have a headache and a fast heartbeat, and get many of the same symptoms, but not the itchy rash or the runny itchy nose. People can have bad reactions to almost any food: dairy products, eggs, many fruits, onions, coffee, chocolate, tomatoes, red wine, wheat. These are some of the most common ones. Food allergy symptoms usually happen within a few minutes to an hour after eating certain foods. First, your mouth might be itchy and it might be hard to swallow or breathe. Later, as the food is digested, you might feel sick and vomit, with stomach pains and diarrhea. Or you might get hives or a rash on your skin, or asthma. If you see a person whose throat and tongue swell up, they can't breathe, and they're pale and floppy, you need to find medical help immediately. They're probably having an anaphylactic shock, and they need an injection of adrenaline.
As we all know, there are a lot of food choices out there. So what are the common foods that cause allergies? I know about nuts and cow's milk and eggs because I remember the nurse told me to be very careful when I started to give these foods to my babies. I just gave them a tiny little bit and then I watched to make sure that they didn't get sick.
You're right, Carol. Cow's milk, nuts, eggs, and soybean products cause about 90% of food allergies. There are other foods that often cause bad reactions. Fish and seafood, grains such as wheat, oats, and rye, and food additives like MSG.
We hear a lot about children being allergic to peanuts or peanut butter or nut butters, but I don't remember hearing that much about it when I was a child. Are more children allergic to foods these days?
Yes, it seems so. Did you know that breastfeeding a baby for only 4 to 6 months seems to protect them from developing allergies in early childhood? If you can't breastfeed your baby, try to use a special formula. It's called a partially hydrolyzed milk formula. It has most of the proteins that cause eczema and milk allergies already broken down. Did you get that? A partially hydrolyzed milk formula. Ask your health worker, especially if you have allergies in your family. And here's another point. Babies who start solids early are more likely to get allergies. So just give your little baby breast milk if you can until about 6 months. And babies who live with cigarette smoke are more likely to get allergies too. A very good reason not to smoke.
I understand that children with allergies often learn to tolerate these foods eventually.
Yes, children usually outgrow allergies to milk, wheat, soy, and eggs by age 5. But they will not usually grow out of an allergy to fish or peanuts. If they've ever had an allergic reaction, don't risk trying them again unless a doctor is supervising the child.
How could you work out what food you're allergic to? Do you just think about what you ate before you felt bad?
If you get allergy symptoms soon after eating, you can think about what you just ate. When this happens a few times, you begin to see a pattern. Maybe you ate fish each time or had some dairy food. Doctors often tell people with possible food allergies to keep a diary of what they ate and when they got the symptoms. That will often show them which foods cause the problems. Then the person can stop eating all of these foods for 2 weeks and watch to see what happens. If they stop getting the symptoms, the next week they can try eating just one of them to see if that's the one that causes the problem.
So, Julie, if I had food reactions and I thought that milk, fish, chocolate, or strawberries might be causing them, I could just stop eating all those foods for 2 weeks?
That's right. I'm sure you would miss the chocolate. If you still get problems, you would have to look for what other food might be causing it. But if you were okay, then you would think, maybe it's fish that's the problem. So you would try eating fish, but not milk, chocolate, and strawberries, and see if fish caused a problem. You would try each of these foods one at a time until you could find out which one was the cause. It might be more than one, of course.
I understand that there are also tests that will reveal if we have these allergies.
There are some blood tests and skin prick tests that doctors can do. If you have ever had an anaphylactic shock from an allergy, don't ever try that food again. Your doctor will tell you what to do. Remember the symptoms? Your throat and tongue swell up and you can't breathe. You need help immediately. I would say that if you have any food allergy or you can't tolerate any food, you should ask your health worker for advice.
On Women of Hope today, we're talking about food allergies. For some people, just being near peanuts or smelling peanuts can cause a severe allergic reaction. They certainly can't kiss someone who's been eating peanut butter.
So how could someone with a severe peanut allergy protect themselves?
They must be careful all of the time. Read labels on packaged food to make sure that they don't contain any peanuts or peanut oil. Learn the different names that can be used for peanuts. Often they're called ground nuts. Sometimes they're listed as hydrolyzed vegetable protein.
And if your child has an allergy to peanuts, tell your teachers and friends and caregivers just to make sure that your child isn't given any peanuts or peanut products to eat or anything cooked in peanut oil. Make sure your child knows what peanuts look like and that they should not eat them or anything that has peanuts in it.
Yes, and they should always have the antihistamine medication with them to stop the allergic reaction. Fish and shellfish can also cause severe allergic reactions. Some people are so allergic to shellfish that they can't even touch them or be nearby when fish are being cooked. They must carry medication at all times. They should wear a medical alert bracelet or have instructions written out in their pocket to let people know they have a severe allergy. Many people with severe allergies always carry a syringe that's already loaded with adrenaline so they can get treatment straight away.
I'm sure that if you have a food allergy, you must always know what you're eating. You need to check food labels and ask the cook what's in the food. You shouldn't even use the same cooking utensils if they've touched food you're allergic to. It must be hard to eat out.
Be very careful to teach your child how to protect himself too. Explain to him that he should not accept food from anyone who does not know about his allergy. Your child may want to carry some safe food to eat, so he will not feel left out when others are eating a food that he's allergic to. If your child has severe allergies, make sure their teacher has the medication ready and knows what to do. Allergies are serious and you have to make changes to your life. But once you know what to avoid and what to do, you can live a normal, healthy life. So don't give up hope. Just take care.
Julie's been talking about food allergies. Julie, you're from New Zealand, aren't you? Do you remember when the year 2000 started?
I do. New Zealand was one of the first countries to see the new year, and many people came from other countries to be there. It was very exciting. But I enjoy every new year. It's always a time of hope. But it also reminds me that time is passing.
Our friend Marley has come back again today. It's so nice to see her again. God gave Marley the idea of Women of Hope many years ago. Today she's going to talk to us about something important, time. It's good to have you back again, Marley.
Hello. Do you look forward to each New Year's Day? Maybe you have parties or festivals, interesting things to do, or are you like me? I'm just concerned with getting ready for the next day, the next week, the next month. There are so many important things to be taken care of. We have our work to do, don't we? Maybe our families need lots of time, or maybe aging parents need our help, or friends who have big problems need our attention and love. And always, there's that word, time. Time is so precious, isn't it? We have a certain number of days to live, and then this life for us is over, gone. My question today is, how will we use this time God has given us? You know, the way we use our time says a great deal about who we are and about how much we really care for our family and friends. The way we use our time reflects how we think about God, our Creator, and what He thinks is important. In God's Word, the Bible, the prophet Moses wrote a prayer in Psalm 90, and he said, "As for the days of our life, 70 years is all we have. 80 years if we are strong. Life is soon over and we are gone. Lord, teach us how short our lives are so that we will use them wisely." Moses asked God to remind him that life is short so he would become wise. When you know you don't have much time, you don't want to waste it, and you remember that you will have to account to God for what you did in this life. The way we spend our days, my friend, our hours, is so important, isn't it? You know, as I get older, life seems to be shorter. Remember when you were a little girl, how your mother looked old to you? Now you are as old as she was then, and now you think that she was not old at all. The thought sometimes hits me. I don't actually have much time left to live. And I don't know whether I will be well or able to think well. And you know what? Neither do you. Whether we are 9 years old or 90, none of us knows what is coming to happen to us tomorrow. No one can say, "Oh, I will be here 2 days or 2 weeks or 2 years from now." So we can pray like Moses. God, teach me Teach me how short my life is so that I will use it wisely and become a wise woman. Here's another question. What have we done with the days of our lives so far? I've noticed that sometimes we women simply let time fly away. Or am I the only one? No. We use our days wisely, my friend. When we do worthwhile things, when we love our families, when we help others, when we read good books, especially the Bible, which gives us so much wisdom, when we pray and encourage others and do work that makes our world a better place. We use our days wisely then. I have a friend who is in her 60s and a widow. She was telling me about the things in her life that she regrets, all the wrong things that she did, and all the things that she didn't do. The time she should have loved more, worried less, forgiven others instead of letting hurts keep them apart. So much wasted time, she said. Yes, time is precious, and we should use it wisely. Now, let me ask you something. Have you ever thought that today is a great day to start the rest of your life? How can you become wise so that this will be the best year of your life? The Bible tells us that God should be our first priority in how we use our time. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Seek first the kingdom of God and the goodness that comes from Him. And all these earthly things you need will come to you. To seek God first, my friend, means to spend time with Him in prayer, reading the Bible, His Word, and maybe even listening to Women of Hope or the teaching at the church. It means spending your time doing the good things He wants you to do, doing the best you can at your work, sharing His love with others, with your family, your children, your neighbors. This is the right way to spend your time. This will help you to learn more about Him and will make you a wise woman. Are you looking for something spiritual, but you don't know the God of the Bible, the only true God, the creator of the universe? You know, my friend, God is patient, and He really wants every person to be saved and to live in peace with Him and others. But one day, this opportunity will be passed. We will die. There will be a day when you cannot seek Him anymore. The Bible says, seek the Lord while you can still find Him. Today, the Holy Spirit of God is calling you to come to Him and to give Him your time. Give Him your heart and your life. Oh, my friend, do not delay because God is calling you today. Please come to the Lord and He will fill your heart with hope, with peace and joy. No matter how bad life is right now, no matter how badly you have lived your life till now, or how much time you have spent or wasted in the past, He will forgive you. He will give you a new life. He will give you time and a reason to live because He loves you, my friend. He loves you so much. So let me pray with you. Dear God, thank you for giving us every day of our lives. Help me to use each moment wisely. I ask you to forgive my past and to take charge of my future. I want to know you and to give you the best of my life. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Weren't those wise words from Marley? You know, I live in Australia now, and on New Year's Eve, 2000, there were wonderful fireworks in Sydney, the biggest city. There's a famous bridge across the harbour, and written in fireworks across the bridge was a single word, eternity.
Why would they choose that word? It means forever, doesn't it? How strange.
There's a famous true story about a man who lived in Sydney many years ago. Arthur Stace was living a very rough life when he heard about God's love and accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Saviour. He realised that everyone had to decide whether they would spend all of eternity with God or not. Arthur couldn't read or write before that, but he learnt to write that word, eternity, in beautiful handwriting. At night he would write it in chalk on the paths and the walls of Sydney to make people think about that question. Where will you spend eternity? He did this thousands of times for many years. No one knew who wrote it, and people would talk about it. When the organisers of the celebrations wanted a way to show Sydney and the idea of time, they decided to use that word. People all over Australia and the world watched it on TV, and I hope that many people thought about time and eternity. Because you can spend eternity with God if you trust in Jesus Christ and ask God to forgive you and give you a new life.
What a great story! If you would like to know how you can spend eternity with God, we would love to hear from you. You can write to us in care of this station or at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week, filled with God's blessings.
Goodbye, and thank you for having me today.